Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum, who had planned to devote most of his time to forwarding education in Pine Ridge this year, is now spending all that time trying to dodge the new school teacher, Professor Sloan. As we look into the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. Abner is dusting off the shelves, while Lum is rummaging around back of the counter, apparently hunting for something.
Abner, do you recollect what we ever done with them false beards and mustaches we had around the store here?
Beards and mustaches?
Yeah, we got them to sell during Halloween one year.
Oh, them things, yeah. Let's see, what did we do with them? Well, what do you want them for, Lum? This ain't Halloween yet.
No, I want to wear them.
Wear them? Well, you got a mustache of your own.
I know, but I want something to disguise myself in.
Are you taking up that detective work again?
No. I'm just trying to keep from spending the rest of my life listening to Professor Sloan talk to me.
Oh.
Granny is getting to where no matter where I go, there's Professor Sloan.
Hmm.
And right away he gets into another one of them long-winded discussions about schooling.
Well, why don't you just hide every time you see him coming?
I never seen him coming. I believe that feller's got spies trailing me around so that he knows exactly where I'm at time he feels like talking. Well, that's the truth. He can pop up out of nowhere.
Well, why don't you just tell him you ain't interested and walk away from him?
Well, I can't do that. I've got to act like I'm interested as long as I'm president of the school board and all.
Oh.
I've got to disguise myself. That's all there are to it.
Right, well, we got some Halloween masks around here somewhere, Lum. He never would know you in the world in one of them.
Oh, I can't wear none of them. It just make me look silly.
Well, he wouldn't know you. We got one awful good one, Lum. It's sort of a donkey face.
No, wouldn't I look fine walking around town with a donkey face?
Oh, yeah, I reckon you would have to have the rest of the donkey outfit to wear with it, wouldn't you? Let's see now, where could you get a donkey outfit?
For goodness sakes, Abner, don't get on that subject, because I ain't going to go around looking like no donkey on purpose.
I believe that's the best idea for you, Lum. If you just wear a beard, why, Professor Sloan will just think you're some stranger in town, and he'll more than likely start talking to you anyway. But if he sees a donkey coming down the street, you know good and well he ain't going to stop and talk to no donkey.
I don't know. I wouldn't put it past him.
Oh.
Not the way that fella loves to talk.
Oh, that's silly, Lum. He wouldn't strike up no conversation with a donkey. Or that is, unless, of course, it's a talking donkey.
Talking donkey?
Yeah, there used to be a talking donkey over at Olden Grandpappy Spears tell me about just the other day.
Grandpappy?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder. He'd tell you anything.
He claims that he even talked to the donkey once himself, Lum. He said they sat down and had an awful nice talk. Talked for about now a half hour, he said.
Abner, you ought to know better than to swatter all that prittle-prattle Grandpap puts out.
Well, I don't believe everything Grandpap tells me, Lum, but I know this is true, because Grandpap repeated some of the actual conversation to me.
He just made that up, Abner.
Oh, no. This happened about 27 years ago. There was a carnival there in Olden, and Grandpap said he's walking along, and all of a sudden this donkey stepped up to him and said, well, if it ain't old Milford Spears.
Oh, well, that was more than likely just one of them ventriloquists.
Well, I don't know what kind of a donkey it was. Might have been that kind. Anyway, Grandpap said he's awful spry because he hadn't never met the donkey before, you know.
That's all I want to hear of that, Ed.
So Grandpap stopped and shaking hands with the donkey.
Shaking hands with him?
Well, shook paws with him, or hoofs, or how would you say that?
I wouldn't even try. Hey, hush up while I answer the phone. Man.
Well, anyway, they shaking hands. The donkey introduced himself.
Hello, jot him down, store and library.
Said his name was Avery.
Avery Eddard's talking. Lum Eddard's talking. Lum?
Grandpap said there's quite a coincidence, because his middle name was Avery,
oh,
too,
for goodness
know.
Sakes, Abner, hush up. I can't hear a thing here.
Oh, excuse me.
Hello,
excuse me.
Who is this? Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. 5-pound bucket of lard. 2 gallons of coal oil. Uh-huh. Bottle of pickles. Quarter's worth of crackers.
Funny thing, Grandpap and the donkey's name both being Avery, weren't it?
Mom? No, Abner more than likely to deliver this.
Avery.
Well,
Sawyer?
I'm busy.
Avery Donkey, I reckon, what
they're... Oh, well, that's too bad.
Fine pair.
Yeah, sorry to miss out on that. All right, Miss Abernathy. Much obliged for the order. Goodbye.
So the donkey then asked Grandpap he'd ever been to El Paso, Texas.
Abner, I told you once I don't want to hear no more about the donkey.
Oh.
Besides, here's an order for you to put up and deliver to the Widder Abernathy.
Well, now, you deliver it this time, Lom. I do all the work is around here.
I would, Abner, if it was someplace else, but the Widder says she just baked up a surprise for me.
Surprise for you?
Some kind of a cake. She says it's my favorite.
Well, you like cake.
Yeah, but I ain't going over there and sit in the kitchen while she giggles and tries to act like a high school girl. Plumb disgusting. And then there's all them wild youngins of hers climbing all over you. Grannies, I'd almost rather talk to Professor Sloan than go over there.
Well, I wouldn't mind if I'd get some cake, but she never does offer me none.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I believe a ID just come to me.
A ID?
Yes, sir. Something that's going to take care of Professor Sloan.
Huh?
Look, Abner. He's already got Sister Simpson sparking at him, ain't he?
That's what you said you heard the other day, yeah.
But that don't bother him none, because he's the one feller that can out-talk Sister Simpson.
Yeah.
That is, almost, anyways.
Yeah.
But now, if we can get the Widder Abernathy sparking at him, too, I grant you he's as good as out of town right now.
I know, it's for a genius, Lom. A genius.
Oh, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. Not quite that fur, anyway.
Well, wait till, Lom. How are you going to get the Widder Abernathy to start sparking at the professor?
Don't worry. That won't be hard.
She ain't showed no signs of being in love with him, has she?
Listen, Abner, all we got to do is have Professor Sloan walk slow about a couple of hundred yards from the Widder's house there, and she'll be sure that he's chasing her.
He will?
Oh, yeah. You know how she is.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be hard at all. And you start working on it right today.
What do you mean?
Well, when you take them groceries over there today, you can start throwing out little hints.
Little hints?
Yeah, like asking her if she's noticed how good-looking the new school teacher is.
He ain't good-looking.
No, but it's easy to get the Widder to think that he is.
Oh.
Mention that you heard him say he just loves home cooking.
Home cooking, huh?
Yeah, and that he's the kind of a feller that ought to settle down and have a family of his own. You can tell by the deep interest that he takes in all the young'uns at school.
Well, here, Lon, you go over there and say them things. You know what you want to say.
Well, that wouldn't work out. How can a woman think about any other feller when I'm around?
Huh?
Now, you just got to do it, Abner.
Well, I don't want to, Lon. Doggies, I don't like to talk to her no better than you do.
I don't care. You're the only man for the job.
Wished I knowed where to get hold of Avery and have him do it.
Avery?
Yeah, the talking donkey. I could just send him over there to graze near the Widder's house, and while he's eating grass, why, he could look up every once in a while and strike up a nice conversation with him.
Now, don't get on that subject, Abner.
It'd sure be handy to have him around, Olam. I believe if I had my druthers of anything in the world, I'd take a talking donkey every time.
Abner, hurry up and get them groceries put up.
Yeah, I get it. Sure be nice to have Avery, though. Just get him to make all the deliveries for me. Just say, Avery, take this basket to the Sea Strunks' place and take this and over the Macmillan. He'd say, yes, sir, Mr. Peabody. Or do you reckon he'd call me Abner?
I don't know what he'd call you, and I don't care.
Oh.
Here, I'll put up the grocery order myself. That's the only way I can ever get anything done around here is to do it myself.
Lom, I believe I'll write Avery a letter.
Write him a letter?
Yeah, ask him if he'd like to come and work for us. I reckon he'd work pretty cheap. Ain't a whole lot of donkey could use money for.
Hey, Granny's Abner, you get more ridiculous every day. You can't write no letters to a donkey.
To Avery, I can.
Oh, you can't? He can't read.
Huh?
All he's supposed to be able to do is talk.
Doggy, that's right, ain't it?
Well, if he can do that.
I'll call him up on the telephone, then.
Call him up on the phone?
Yes, sir.
Can't you get this silly idea out of your head? In the first place, that was just a carnival act. In the second place, that was a long, long time ago.
Oh, my goodness. It weren't so long ago, just 27 years, Lom. Grandpap said he went over to... Wait a minute. I believe that's our ring. That might be Avery right now.
Go ahead and answer.
Yeah, I'll get it. Hello, Jotham Downstore, Abner Peabody doing the talking. Huh? Oh, just fine, Professor Sloan.
Uh-oh.
Just a minute, I'll ask him. Lom, he wants to know if you're going to be in the store for a while, because if you're there, well, he wants to come over and have a little chat with you.
Oh, my goodness. Tell him, let's see.
I'll tell him you got to make a deliver.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. No, you don't, Abner. You ain't going to get me to take them groceries over to the widow's place.
Well, if you don't, I'll have to, Lum. That means you'll have to stay at the store and listen to Professor Sloan.
Granny, that's right, Ann.
Yeah.
All right, tell him that.
Hello? Lum says he's got to deliver some groceries to Ms. Abernathy's place. Yes, sir.
Wait a minute, Abner. I got an idea. Tell him to meet me over there.
Huh?
Tell him that, go ahead and tell him. Say the widow likes to discuss education, too.
Oh, hello? Lum says for you to meet him over at the widow's place, or Ms. Abernathy's, I mean. She just loves to discuss education. Yeah. All right, sir. Goodbye.
Is he going to do it?
Yeah, but I don't see what you want to do that for, Lum. I thought you was trying to get away from him.
I am, and I'm going to. You're going to make the deliver after all.
Me?
Yeah, I'll make this up to you some other way, Abner, but I just can't stand to be around them two people.
Lum, I done told him you'd be there.
Tell him I got awful busy here at the store and couldn't leave. Tell him anything.
Oh?
I hate to have to do this, but I just can't help it. Here's the basket. I got everything in it.
Yeah, but now, Lum...
Abner, do this for me, please.
Well, all right. I still don't see why I have to do everything around here. Quick as I get back, I'm going to call up Avery. Wonder if Grandpap knows his name. More likely, he called up Avery every once in a while.
Hurry back, Abner. Hello, jot him down, store and library. L. Eddard's talking. Oh, no, I ain't left yet, Miss Abernathy. The fact is, Abner's the one that... Ma? Oh, the professor called you, huh? You what? Changed the plans. Oh, he's going to meet me down here, huh? But wait a minute.